broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for July the 6th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour two of two. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. What are the great peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips? We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Now, wow, last hour we had a barn burner discussion with just myself. More like a monologue, if you will. Sam sounding off on a variety of topics. I want to summarize those topics this hour because Bridie on radio has joined us for this hour of the broadcast. And I think the topics are worthy of repeating a little bit for those who did not hear them. We talked about the Texas Sheriff Brad Coe doing a great job down in Kinney County, Texas, makes bold move to protect the Constitution. The discussion is illegal aliens. And Coe basically took these illegal aliens that were in a car with a drug cartel leader and literally deported them. Bold move by the sheriff. But the reason the sheriff did so is the government, state of Texas, and general government seemed to be against him on this. Look, he wanted to arrest these criminals. But Border Patrol said that he could take the four uninjured illegal aliens into custody for processing, but only if they had been checked medically first. Well, they refused medical attention, saying, we don't need it. They've been instructed not to accept medical attention to avoid the law, right? So then the sheriff, Coe, is going, what do I do here? So he decides, I'm going to deport them because it's my only choice. I can't let them walk the streets. I can't let them go. I can't arrest them or detain them, at least according to the Border Patrol's guidelines. So I'm just going to deport them. The governor acting like he's in support of the sheriffs here, but the governor's literally doing nothing about this problem with the law. Neither is Joe Biden. Both Joe and Abbott are asleep at the wheel here. Brad Coe and other sheriffs now are left dealing with this crisis on the border. So Brad Coe and many other county sheriffs locally there in Texas have a huge press conference yesterday about this. It's riveting. It's scary. You got drug cartels running illegal aliens into the country, overwhelming local law enforcement, overwhelming local sheriffs, overwhelming counties and cities and citizens, and Greg Abbott talking big but doing nothing. Joe Biden acting like there's no problem on the border, derelict in his duty to say the least. And the poor sheriffs are getting sick of it. Now, many of these sheriffs are members of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Many of them have been trained by us and are working with us. Many of them are are members of PAN, which is Protect America Now, another organization doing a great job, headed up by Sheriff Mark Lamb and others. Anyway, I wanted to really highlight that. It's a big problem. We at the CSPR are going to be issuing a press release in support of Brad Coe, great sheriff down there in Kinney County, Texas. And there you have that story. We also talked about Google now says that it will automatically erase location data for users that go to abortion clinics and murder their babies. Well, this is where the mainstream press always betrays themselves. In an effort to protect the murderers, the abortionists in this case, and make sure that law enforcement doesn't prosecute for murders or abortions, they're going to delete the data. Well, Google has been telling us forever they don't keep all this data. But now they admit they're going to delete the data to protect these people. Well, inadvertently, they admit they're keeping data on everything else and everybody else, right? How would they delete the data just for when you go visit an abortion clinic if they don't have so much data on every one of us that it's shocking? So in their effort to say, we're going to go ahead and stand up and, our employees can go across state lines and get abortions. We'll pay for it. In addition to that, we'll delete the data to protect them and protect all the abortions. Well, that means inadvertently they're admitting they've got all this data on all of us. What if I go to Walmart instead of an abortion clinic? Do they have that data? Well, yes, they do. If they don't, how could they know when I go to an abortion clinic? Or how can I know when I go anywhere if they don't have that info? So shame on Google. The evidence comes out inadvertently by the mainstream press. See, these people are such buffoons and so dishonest in their delivery. It's easy to catch them in the anomalies. We also talked about it took just a few hours for politicians to call for more gun control on the 4th of July, no less, because of the Highland Park, Illinois shooting. Well, ladies and gentlemen, don't ever be deceived into believing that less guns in the hands of good guys is going to equal safety for you. The founding fathers warned us you give up your liberty for security and you'll wind up with neither. We highlighted that. We also highlighted the fact that Carlos Santana collapsed on stage. They put a tarp over him. They thought it was serious. We heard nothing, and now they come back, and they're like, oh, poor guy was dehydrated and had exhaustion. Do you believe that? I don't. Not too long ago, he had heart surgery. Yeah, he was in Michigan. He sat down in front of the drum set and just fell backwards. Rock legend Carlos Santana, now they say, was overtaken by heat exhaustion and dehydration on Tuesday. Well, that's fine, but Carlos Santana is promoting vaccinations for children. And he's been vaccinated. Ain't that interesting? Now, the CDC is pressuring your local family physicians now to push COVID-19 vaccines for young children. That's according to an email obtained by Politico. But here's the problem. Because we've forced the government to release 55,000 pages of the research that they that these private companies did before rolling out the experimental vaccines, we're finding all kinds of problems. COVID vaccines now increase fetal abnormalities 100-fold, doctors are now saying, right? Wow. It's crazy town. COVID vaccine increase menstrual irregularities 1,000-fold. Fetal abnormalities 100-fold. Wow. Doctors are confirming by the VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, that's the database, analysis shows. Dr. James Thorpe, he's an, what do they call this guy? A maternal fetal medicine expert. Painstakingly analyzed and verified the data from VAERS. And he compared them to the influenza vaccines, folks. Yeah. It's a serious problem. I mean, it's just shocking. And they go on and they talk about all these different, I don't know what you call them, side effects or problems. COVID-19 vaccines are causing all these different problems. Abnormal uterine bleeding. Menstrual irregularity is 1,000-fold greater, for example. Miscarriages, 50-fold greater. I mean, this just goes on and on. Fetal malformation, 50-fold greater. Cardiac disorders, 40-fold greater, I should say. What do they call this? Fetal arrhythmia, 50-fold greater. I mean, it's just fetal cardiac arrest, 200-fold greater. I know I went over these statistics last hour, and for some of you that are listening, might just be like, Sam, you already talked about this, but this is so huge that I'm surprised it's not in the mainstream press. Now, Thorpe said that he verified his analysis on all this stuff with the Department of Defense, a statistical consultant from the DOD who agreed to help him on conditions of anonymity. I'm kind of wondering, why do we need anonymity? Because, folks, if you don't go along with your government, it could be very, very big trouble for you. That's why, right? Anyway, I go over this data this hour on purpose to reiterate it in the minds of people. You got Carlos Santana literally passing out on stage unexplained. You then have him really against the vaccines, but yet going along because I guess partly his daughter, he got immunized. And then he's been partnering to promote immunizations. And now the CDC is partnering with your family physician to promote vaccinations. Never mind, they're ignoring all the side effects, all the evidence from the 55,000 pages that are being released by mandate, by Freedom of Information Act request that was denied, but then the judge agreed with the Freedom of Information, the FOIA requesters, and the pages are being released, that along with the VAERS database delivering the details of how dangerous these vaccinations really are, but the government going full bore, saying, you know what, shoot your kid up with this experimental gene therapy, pretend vaccine. And don't worry, let's get rock legends and everybody else involved, your family physician, everybody promoting them. And my response is this. If the vaccines are so safe and effective, do you really need a propaganda team to peddle the porn and the addiction of, or the dishonesty about this? See, does the Department of Defense person need to help this Dr. Thorpe with anonymity? It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? Yeah, good point. But they say we're just nuts on parade, crazy conspiracy theorists, don't they? I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
All right, back with you live. It's just strange news, folks. Telling you right now. Very, very strange. All right, Joe Biden in the news. Whacked out crazy Uncle Joe there, unable to even think through his job. I guess they released this, I don't know, they found this little card cheat sheet, whatever, with the most basic of instructions for Joe Biden. Sit down. Listen, make a couple of comments, and quickly leave. Kind of a, you know, why would you need those kind of instructions for the president of the United States, who's supposed to be the commander in chief, with his wits all about him? It's just shocking, to say the least. But now, Americans are realizing the problem with Joe. Even if your government and your mainstream press, not. Joe Biden's approval rating, they say now, has slipped again. See, I would say plummeted, but they say slipped again. As Americans struggle to survive record high inflation. That's according to a Monmouth University poll. Just 36% of respondents said they approve of the job Joe Biden's doing, while 58% disapprove. That's huge numbers, right? 58% plus 36% is what? 58, 68, 78, 88. It's like 94% or something. They don't mention what the rest of the people think. I don't know if it's got a margin of error, plus or minus or whatever else, but look, people do not believe in Joe anymore. Even the Democrats are wondering what to do with Joe now. All right. And if you don't believe me, there's a new poll out about Newsom. Whacked out California Governor Gavin Newsom. This guy's a nut on just couldn't believe as well. Right? And Newsom I guess is so awesome that he can beat Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, everybody. Latest polls. Daily presidential poll Rasmussen report. 41% of likely voters, they say approve of President Biden, while other polls show it down to 36%. But here's my question. Why, folks, let me ask you this question. Why are we polling other candidates for the 2024 election? Isn't Joe Biden by default their nominee? See, we're just seeing strange stuff. Right? Right? What do you think about that? I don't know what to think about it, because they're obviously already starting to set the stage to jettison Joe. Yeah. I don't know what's going on with that. But nearly half of California voters disapprove of Governor Gavin Newsom. Wait a minute then. How does he have such great approval ratings against all these other politicians? If even in California he only has a 50% approval, right? See, things don't add up when you dig in, right? Why are they putting Governor Gavin Newsom in a presidential poll in the first place? Now they say he cruised to an early easy victory. Wow, very strange. What about the presidential poll? I don't understand why he would be doing so well. So here's my question for you folks, and here's the reason that I bring this up in such detail. On one hand, 50% of Californians don't want Gavin Newsom at all. They don't trust the guy. They don't believe in him. Yet he just coasts to an easy victory, right? When they did the recall, he just simply shut it down, did great. But the problem is, now Gavin Newsom, though, since he passed the recall, is kind of saying, hey, everybody loves me. And now he's trying to leverage that beat of the recall. He's trying to parlay that into now putting himself on the national stage. Headline says, Governor Gavin Newsom launches ad urging Floridians to leave Florida. Yeah, just leave Florida, come to California, baby. Now, I don't know anybody in their right mind that would do that. Nevertheless, the plea. Why would Newsom be running ads in Florida, you may ask? I believe it's to try to get on the national stage. right? I believe that Gavin has a goal of getting on the national stage. So he wants you to leave the state of Florida. You ready to leave, Cam? You ready to go ahead and leave the state of California because Governor Newsom's urging you to do so? You are? Wow, he says he is. Okay. See, I wouldn't do it if it were me. Governor Newsom's a nutcase. Yeah. He wants you to join him in California. It's kind of weird. But Gavin Newsom, kind of in a battle with Ron DeSantis. Now, what I find fascinating about this discussion is, I guess they're trying to give money to people. I guess Newsom bought $105,000 worth of ads that began airing on Fox News in Florida. The ads, they say, also cranked up the temperature on the nation's fiercest gubernatorial rivalry between Newsom and DeSantis. Now, of course, the 30-second spot doesn't mention Ron by name. Newsom does take aim at several of the, quote, Florida conservative recent legislative signature accomplishments. It's Independence Day, Newsom says. So let's talk about what's going on in America, he says. There you have it. The battle's on. You got to wonder what people are, you know, going to do with this, right? Newsom says, freedom is under attack in your state, Floridians. Republican leaders are banning books, making it harder to vote, restricting speech in classrooms, even criminalizing women and doctors. The California governor, of course, was referring to Florida's ban on critical race theory in classrooms. Prohibition with regards to instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity for kindergarten through the fourth grade. And, of course, the state's 15-week abortion ban. That's what Newsom is referring to. He says, hey, combat the GOP and consider moving to my state. I urge all of you living in Florida to join the fight. Come to California where we still believe in freedom. I don't even know really how to respond to this kind of stuff. DeSantis, of course, wasted little time in returning fire. The Florida Department of Health spokesman, Jeremy Redfern, tweeted out a quartet of pictures showing various California homeless encampments and a trash-strewn beach. Yeah, that's what it'll be like if you go ahead and move to Florida or California there. Shouldn't he be worried about California, not Florida? He wrote. DeSantis' re-election campaign also mocked Newsom's attempted relocation drive. Anyway, there you have it. I don't really know how to respond to all this news. It's just so goofy. But the battle's on, I guess, right? Quick pause. I got a lot more, man. Let's talk about hot dogs, shall we? Go ahead and do the hot dog eating contest discussion. What's that guy's name? Joey Chestnut and crew? All right, hang tight. I'm Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Slowing demand and recession fears helped bring the price of oil to below $100 a barrel Tuesday, a turnaround from soaring prices in recent months. Vice President Kamala Harris visited Highland Park Tuesday to push for a federal ban on assault weapons. The Biden administration on Tuesday sued Arizona, saying the state violates federal law by requiring proof of citizenship to vote for president. The Justice Department said Arizona's newly enacted requirement would keep eligible voters from participating in certain federal elections without providing any proof or case studies. The Georgia prosecutor, examining President Trump's efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election, is seeking to compel Rudy Giuliani and Senator Lindsey Graham to testify before the special grand jury next week. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Japan is sounding the alarm on Chinese military activities near its disputed territory. This week, Japan's defense ministry reported seeing Chinese and Russian warships near the Senkaku Islands, which Beijing says is theirs. The Japanese deputy chief's cabinet secretary accused the Chinese Communist Party of violating Japan's national sovereignty in the East China Sea. President Biden's demand that American gas stations lower their prices is being met with disbelief and anger.
Gas and oil executives are roasting President Biden after he blamed them for rising prices at the pump. Biden recently laid the blame for high gas prices firmly at the feet of U.S. energy producers. Biden tweeting, "Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you're paying for the product." The U.S. Oil and Gas Association responding by saying, "Make sure the White House intern who posted this tweet registers for Econ 101.
That's Tim Berg reporting, USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. I don't know how to really deal with this. I just don't know how to respond to all this. Why on earth are we watching Ron DeSantis and Governor Gavin Newsom, one of the most conservative and the most liberal governors on the planet, one from the West Coast, the left liberal coast, and one from the right coast, battling out about where we should live, battling out what we should hold dear? Ron DeSantis, I'm going to double down for pro-life. Governor Newsom, I'm going to double down for pro-death. DeSantis, I believe in gun rights. Newsom, hey, get rid of the guns from the good guys. What are you thinking? Ron, hey, I'm going to let people live free. We're not going to be teaching critical race theory and promote racism in government schools. Newsom, hey, Ron's trying to deny you of your free speech there. He's trying to burn books and shut down free speech, and I'm the freedom guy. Come and live over here. Have you ever seen this kind of extreme rhetoric between two? You couldn't get more opposing politicians than this. Governor Gavin Newsom urges Floridians to leave Florida. Why would Governor Newsom put ads in Florida with this? Answer, they all want to be launched to the national stage. James Edwards with me for just a couple of minutes. Welcome back, sir.
Sam, it's great to be here. Happy belated 4th and happy belated birthday, my friend. How does another
Thank
year
you,
feel?
Sir. Fantastic.
Born on the 4th of July. You know? just like a Yankee Doodle Dandy. You were born on the 4th of July. And I can't think of a more fitting birthday for a man like you who eats, lives, and breathes liberty, freedom, justice, the Constitution. It was just all meant to be. The stars were really in a line that day.
Amen, but don't be calling me a Yankee now.
I heard that.
I can't be tolerating that for one second. You know, I believe some points of the North were right, but I believe the North was belligerent and out of control, and I primarily agree with the South. And I certainly live in the Rocky Mountain states, which wanted to stay the heck out of it and remain, at least back in the day, a territory. So we can go all kinds of ways with that discussion.
Well, let me just call you then an American Doodle Dandy or a patriotic Doodle Dandy.
There you go. Just call me a dandy that loves liberty. There you go. We can just take out the doodle part altogether. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Ron DeSantis and Governor Gavin Newsom in a big epic battle. Have you seen the ads that Newsom launched in Florida now?
Yeah, so that's very interesting, Sam. I have seen that, and it's very interesting that he would do a targeted ad buy over the 4th of July weekend in Florida as if for why. I mean, there's just he's not even popular in his own state, so is he launching a presidential campaign? I mean, obviously, I guess, why else would he do it?
Yeah, so it means they're already jettisoning Joe is the real point, right?
Oh, well, there's no doubt about that. I think, obviously, he's gone. The fact that he was ever chosen in his advanced senility to lead a ticket and how he won and whatever happened in 2020, I don't think we'll ever really know. But the idea that he's anything more than an avatar and a poorly functioning one at that is really ridiculous. So, yes, I mean, but is Newsom the guy? Now, that's interesting that they would go with him or that he would try to get a – I don't know if they're going with him, but rather that he would try to be the first one off the launch pad by doing something like this. Interesting if he thinks that he has a chance to capture the nomination and contend nationwide at a time where it's very bad, electorally speaking, to be a Democrat.
I find the whole battle interesting because what we're really talking about is the epic battle that you and I have highlighted. Whether you want to call it red-blue, whether you want to call it liberal-conservative, whether you want to call it, you know, moral-immoral, whether you want to call it pro-life, pro-death, whether you want to call it, pro-feminism versus, pro-women in their proper roles. I don't know what you want to call it, but the battle is epic and the fault lines are being drawn. And now the battle between the right and left governors of the greatest states. You take Florida. How many citizens does Florida have? How many citizens does California have? California with about 40 million. Florida with what, about 25 million? Isn't that about right?
Yeah, you're easily talking about two of the top three, four states in the
all right,
nation,
you're talking
obviously.
About a fifth of America almost right there.
Right, correct.
And you got this epic battle between these governors on every fault line under the sun. Critical race theory, pro-life death, every fault line you could find being, I don't know what you want to say, battled, unprecedented, and all of us, the nation, sits in the middle.
That's right. The two coasts, in a way, or rather, Florida's not, I wouldn't really consider Florida an East Coast state. It's a southern state. I mean, Florida's an interesting state. The top half from Orlando northbound is an extension of, culturally speaking and politically speaking, is an extension of Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia. And then, obviously, south of Orlando, it's a little more left-leaning, at least.
Well, Orlando and south, you really ought to say.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. But just about an hour north of Orlando and Ocala, Florida, you really have a stronghold of conservatism. I mean, very, very deep red. They had the biggest.
Yeah, the reason I say you got to include Orlando, though, when they let Disneyland have their own police force and become their own country, right in the middle of the city is psychotic on steroids. That's probably what gave Chaz the idea on the West Coast to do the same, right?
I don't know how much critical thinking was going on with the founding fathers of Chaz, but it's possible. Of course, it was a totally different ballgame when Walt Disney was walking the beat and what concessions you could give a place like Disney, which was so family-oriented. But yeah, in Ocala, you had that one of the, the biggest Confederate flag rally of the 21st century there just a few years ago. So, yeah, Florida's a mixed bag, but, yeah, you do have ostensibly southern culture in a way versus the left coast, and everybody else is just caught in the crossfire there, at least in this episode of it.
All right, and I find that battle interesting. And I really find it interesting that Gavin Newsom is launching ads in the Florida or state of Florida. Really what they're trying to do, and this is one of the things that I've really found fascinating. Whenever you want to elevate somebody's career, Whenever you want to put somebody on the national stage, get them prominence. What you do is you create a fake fight, James. And you see liberals and conservative talk show hosts do this all the time. Or often you see even two conservative talk show hosts do it. So let's say Alex Jones and Glenn Beck go to war. And, you know, Beck says Jones is a nutcase. Jones says Beck's a deep stater. And then they battle. And the mainstream press covers it. At the end of the day, the press gets a lot of benefit. And both talk hosts get a lot of benefit because both sides just tend to dig in and hold on to their beliefs and their candidate or their, I don't know what you want to say, their side, their guy, their whatever. Now you see this happening between DeSantis and Newsom. I don't even think that it's a genuine fight as much as it is a ploy to get on the national stage for discussion. Newsom's taking his recall where he won to heart and saying, I got a mandate to go bigger. I'm going to go big or go home. I'm going to put myself on the national stage. And if Joe's not running, if anybody is going to run, it's going to be me.
Well,
so, hey,
I think
that, will it be DeSantis? Hold on. Will it be DeSantis and Newsom for 2024? Are Trump and Biden yesteryears both gone bys or bygones?
I think that with Newsom, it's tactically sound, at least from his personal perspective, is that somebody is going to take over for Joe. So he might as well try to get out in front of this whole thing and get his name in the conversation before the horde does. And as far as DeSantis goes, he is right now the heir apparent to Trump. If Trump doesn't run, I think it's DeSantis' nomination to lose. And even if Trump does run, he might have enough support to make it competitive or at least guarantee himself the vice presidency on the ticket. So I think it's, you know, DeSantis is in a much different position with regards to securing his respective nomination than Newsom. But there's one thing's for sure is that the toothpaste didn't go in back in the tube on this one. This whole thing is about to fall apart. I think you're going to see increased political fracturing over the course of the remainder of the 2020s. New York Times article just a couple of days ago, spurred by the Supreme Court, a nation divides along a red-blue axis. Another article, new poll out, American patriotism hits a new record low in terms of being proud to be an American. And you saw this, I think, in the 1860s before the country fell apart. You've seen it in other parts throughout history and other nations. When patriotism, nationalism, nationalistic fervor gets to such a low, it opens up for some sort of a change, and I think you're going to see that. So I don't think you're really going to have a war of bygones of yesteryear. I think something totally new is coming.
You think it's going to be old Ron against Gavin?
I doubt that. I still don't know who it's going to be. I don't know. It's certainly not going to be Biden. I think it's we step a little bit out on that shaky branch and make that prediction. Could still be Trump. It could still be Trump. I mean, he would be the one to beat if he runs, even with all the baggage and all of the controversy. Of course, so much of it was media manufactured. It's going to be either DeSantis or Trump. I would say that. So we can mark that here on the first broadcast after the fourth for me on LRT. It's DeSantis or Trump.
All right. Nearly half of California voters disapprove of Governor Gavin Newsom in the latest poll. But, of course, he's going to launch an ad urging Floridians to leave Florida. All right, when we come back, man, this is getting too hot. We better talk about hot dogs. Hang tight. The 4th of July, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, Sam Bushman, James Edwards on your radio. We're talking about the battle between Gavin on the West Coast, DeSantis on the East Coast. Y'all are somewhere in between there. And Newsom launching ads in Florida asking Floridians to leave and go to California. Ron DeSantis and crew just releases a photo of a bunch of homeless tents and says, do you really want to leave? Showing where you're going to end up. Where you're going to end up or what it's going to be like if you go ahead and go to California. What a disgrace in America, ladies and gentlemen. But they're using this Hegelian dialectic fake fight in many ways to launch both of them to the national stage. It's a shame. But here's the interesting thing. And James Edwards called it spot on. He said, hey, man, Northern Florida, really good conservative people. But, man, Orlando and South just nuts on parade. Crazy liberal as all get out. Amen to that. Headline says this. City of Orlando says people probably don't want to celebrate July the 4th. What are they talking about? The COVID or the decision on abortion, the Roe decision. And Orlando just trying to highlight what they believe to be a reality. But, man, the backlash was swift on Twitter and everywhere else going, have you lost your mind? What are you talking about? Well, now the liberals are taking up the Orlando cause saying, yeah, nothing to celebrate here. Now we're going to, you know, save lives and save babies and just violate women. Women don't have any rights anymore, James. And so the battle's on. And whether it's Ron and Newsom, I don't know. But I know this, in the tug of war, Newsom's ex-wife got pulled across the line onto the Trump side. Trump Jr., his girlfriend slash fiance slash whatever she is, concubine, I don't know what she is, literally now got tug of war over to the Donald Trump side. Sorry, Gavin. You lost that one, bro. Now we're going ahead and taking on Florida. Orlando doubling down really with Newsom. But DeSantis and most of Florida firing back going, you guys are crazy town. But see, all this is just too hot to discuss. I think we better talk about hot dogs, James. Did you eat a hot dog for the 4th, bro?
Oh, boy. Don't even get me started. I still feel sick from all that hot dogs. And we had hot dogs. We hosted everything at our house. We had hot dogs and barbecue. We had pizza. And we had a good time. But let me tell you something. It was excessively hot. You want to talk about hot dogs? Let me tell you about hot weather. Hot and humid. There's a heat wave, heat advisory, excessive heat. People are dropping dead. from it all. It was hot, but we had a good time. We tried to stay as close to water as we could and did some fireworks. Just had a really good 4th of July. And we did eat.
How many hot dogs did you eat, bro?
Well, you know, I laid off We had those available. I got to be honest with you. I laid off that. I had 2 slices of pizza. I'm going to admit this. But listen, 4. Count them. 4 barbecue sandwiches. 4.
All right.
And I'm still full from it. That's 2 days
going on. All right, you're tearing it up. Well, man, the hot dog eating contest, you know the Nathan's contest happens.
I saw that.
Joey Chestnut, man, I think his high is like 77 one year, something like that, 76, something like that.
Can you imagine? I mean, how did they do that?
But he was off his game. He hurt his leg. I don't know if you know this, but he hurt his leg, and he said it hindered him. He only got 63 dogs down this time, bro.
How does a leg injury stop you from eating?
Dude, you packed that food down into your leg, man. I don't know.
So.
I just have no idea. All I'm telling you is Joey Chestnut wins his 15th Nathan's eating or hot dog eating contest. Even with a hurt leg, he got 63 down. He blew away the competition still, but not even close to his high. But here's what I want to highlight. The Queen reigns, James. You probably don't know who Mickey Sudo is, do you?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, Mickey Sudo, man, is the hot dog winner for the women's competition for the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that.
And she took off last year because she got preggo. And I don't think she murdered her baby, so I commend her. She did a good job. Yeah, she kept her baby. I can like that. And she took off. She just decided that hot dog eating wasn't as important as having a baby. Good for her, too. Anyway, she came back this year, though, and just slaughtered. How many hot dogs do you think she ate, buddy?
A woman and, God, I mean.
She's macking down, bro.
You got to be joking. I heard Mr. Producer come in our ear. He's got to be joking. I mean, I was just telling you.
He doesn't know. He's just guessing
slices.
Like you. You can say his number.
Oh, he's guessing.
So Cameron,
okay.
The producer,
oh,
said 47. That was a
okay.
Guess. He doesn't know.
I mean, if I eat
because he's
three,
not right, by the way. How many do you guess?
If I eat three, I feel sick for 2 days. I can't even imagine.
Come on now.
20? 20?
No, dude, 40. So the Queen reigns. She's been in this contest for quite a long time, from what I understand. And she took off last year, but she came back, and the Queen reigns. They say she ate 40 hot dogs. Now, I can't eat four. I can't eat six. I can't eat three. Three I might get down, but, man, I regret it. One or two is fine.
I have to eat 40 in a year.
I hear you. I totally hear you. But anyway, what I don't understand is this, though. I got a problem with this. I think we got to sue Nathan's. What do you think?
Okay.
I think that Joey Chestnut needs to dress up like a chick next year. He needs to enter the contest and blow this Nikki chick out of the water.
I was actually going to ask you if they allowed transgender athletes into this.
But if not, we ought to sue them. And if so, there ain't no competition left.
Well, what happened there, Sam? I got to ask you this. I saw a headline, now that you bring this up, but I didn't read it. I read, though, that while Joey Chestnut was defending his championship, a protester came up and he like body slammed him while he was in the middle of his sport. I mean, that is one hell of an athlete right there. He's fending off attacks. He's competing. He's winning a championship all at once. What was this? Do you know what happened?
I don't know what happened with that. I know there's a debate now of can you eat a hot dog really quick and then run a certain distance in a certain time, who would win, and there's debates about that now, too.
Oh, my God, I'd puke just standing up. I got it right here. It says a bizarre scene unfolded at Nathan's hot dog eating contest on Monday. As Joey Chestnut and his fellow competitor scarfed down dogs at a furious pace, a few protesters got up on the stage. See, Sam, you can't have anything nice. You can't have anything fun anymore. One of the protesters bumped into Chestnut before unraveling a sign to display what he was protesting. Okay, and he's wearing a Darth Vader mask, and the sign says "Exposed Mythfield's Death Star." Oh, almost instinctively. All right, so this is like a gag. It's a Darth Vader protester protesting something that happens in the Star Wars universe, and instinctively Chestnut put the protester in a headlock because he doesn't know this is like some joke. He thinks it's probably anti-for BLM. Puts this protester in a headlock and then body slams him to the ground. It's a decision the greatest eater in history regrets. You know, when I think about championship-level sacrifice, I think of Jordan playing with the flu against the Jazz that year and winning the championship last-second shot, and then I think of Joey Chestnut playing with a hurt leg and winning this. As soon as I grabbed the guy, I realized he was a kid. Oh, my gosh. Chestnut told USA Today Sports. I felt bad afterwards. I was just amped up, didn't know what was going on, and wanted to get my focus back on eating.
Well, hold on. This gets worse. I kid you not. They say a group of protesters, including a man who stormed the stage at the Nathan's 4th of July hot dog eating contest, were criminally charged on Tuesday. And it turns out Joey tackled this dude.
He mistakes him for a kid. Now it says later in the story, the kid, quote-unquote, is actually a 21-year-old. So, okay. I guess they could still be kids mentally. Go on, Sam.
Now, I guess the protesters were charged, according to the New York PD. Wow. Protester interrupts Nathan's eating contest, and he tackled this dude.
You're doing that, playing on a bum leg, and still competing at a high level. I mean, what an athlete. 63
hot dogs. The guy's just incredible. I'm just telling you, Joey Chestnut tackles protester during Nathan's eating or hot dog eating contest, still manages to win, Yahoo writes. This is just crazy town.
This needs to be in the Summer Olympics. I mean, I've seen some of the sports they have in the Olympics. This is definitely more difficult than some of them. This has got to be an Olympic sport.
Anyway, all I'm telling you right now is I thought this was right up James's alley, man.
You're making me feel bloated just talking about it. I'm still trying to digest a couple of, pieces, a couple of slices
but
of pie.
If you really want to get Americans riled up, you don't need to go after, like, basketball or baseball where men are just dominating the sport, the Olympics. All you got to do is just have some dude dress up like a chick and just mack down more than 40 hot dogs and blow away this, you know, it says the queen reigns. She'll just lose her deal to a woman. Everybody will start to riot then, won't they, James?
Yeah, I tell you what, this is it. I'm looking at a picture of this. This is they've even got cheerleaders. We got to professionalize this.
Darn right, man.
I guess he gets paid.
Everybody's just be like, Joey, man.
You have like a road game at like one of the other person's kitchen, and
all you got to do is change his name to Jolene and enter the contest. He could just do both of them.
Well, he's beating the men anyway, so.
Yeah. Man that loses to Joey ought to just become a chick and beat that and then say, I won, too.
That's what needs to happen.
I'm a winner.
Clearly. Bruce Jenner can
I'm a loser, but I'm a winner. Yeah, see, there you go. See what a mixed up world we live in, folks. There it all is over hot dogs. Now, the question is, what's more important, the hot dog eating contest where protesters are getting crazy and getting charged, or the battle between Gavin and Ron?
Tell you what.
You know, any of these stories matter at all, James?
I don't know. In my abbreviated appearance today, I think that you've hit two of the ones that are on the pulse of all Americans today.
Now, you heard Carlos Santana melted down on stage, passed out, got hauled off, right?
Well, was he protesting abortion?
No. He just got
too hot?
Got ill. Well, they say he was too hot later, but they hauled him off stage. They put this thing. Now, a lot of us are saying we think that the vaccines did him in, buddy.
Tell you
now
what.
They say he's doing fine, but did he really get just too hot?
Yeah, I'm concerned about that. We'll never know the truth because they'll never report it. There was a 25-year-old NBA player that just passed away from natural causes about a week or two ago.
Yeah.
There's a lot of speculation. Natural causes at 25, you know, not likely.
Yeah, the CDC now pressuring your family physician to go ahead and get your kids vaccinated there, James.
I think the Bushman and the Edwards will opt out of that one.
Amen to that. I think we ought to just go eat hot dogs, though, you know, or something.
Yeah, it took a lot of will.
Why don't I move to Florida and you move to California, man, and we'll just debate the coast.
I need to move to Utah where it's not as hot.
Heard that.
At least not as humid. I'll tell you what, though. It took a lot of willpower to withstand for all of the people who were able to stick to their guns and dig their heels in and make their own decision, their own health care decision. Now, this is it's interesting about the left. Abortion, they say, is a reproductive right, the right to murder your children. Is a right. That's a healthcare choice. But you don't have the choice on whether or not to take a hastily produced and rushed vaccine. That one, everybody had to get it, and there was no question about it. You have no right to choose for yourself whether or not you want it, need it, et cetera, do the research. But on abortion, you have, that's one that you can choose. But I'm glad it took a lot of willpower to stick out and not get that vaccine. There was a lot of pressure.
I think we ought to get the Angus Beef people to do hamburger eating contests. You know, there's debates in America. Would you rather have a hot dog or a hamburger, James?
Hamburger's got a lot
so
more ground
to cover. I think you and I
ought
to launch the hamburger eating contest, buddy.
A lot more real estate with a hamburger. Unless it's like a crystal burger or a white
you just
castle.
Do sliders now. It's the hamburger, Angus burger slider eating contest, buddy.
I could probably eat like 40 of the crystal or White Castle patties. They're about a millimeter thick. 2 inches by 2 inches.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, we better focus on real issues or we're going to lose the greatest country on the face of the earth. I'm telling you that right now. Thanks for being alongside with the ride, James Edwards, Sam Bushman on your radio. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, BrightyOnRadio.com. Spread the word, share the love. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.